presentation for Sandra Parks, P-A-R-K-S, September 9, 44, address as a letter, Dr. Strawn, S-T-R-O-N, for 631713. Dear Dr. Strawn, a follow-up for Mrs. Parks with hypertension and small kidneys. Last visit a year ago, no hospital visits. I did an extensive review, system being negative. Present weight 222, previously 216. Medication list review. A lower dose of aldactone on Lasix, lisinopril. Does not take calcium, only vitamin D. Today weight, today blood pressure 146.54, alert to the intestine 3, no respiratory distress, no skin mucosal abnormalities, respiratory cardiovascular normal, overweight of the abdomen, no tenderness, no edema or focal neurological problems. Also for blood pressure, takes clonidine, hydralazine, and Cartia. Next paragraph, chemistry shows a change of kidney function from a baseline of 0.8 to 1.1. Presently 1.29. If this is true, GFR will be 42. A normal sodium potassium acid base, a normal albumin, high calcium 10.8, low normal phosphorus, anemia 11.2, normal white blood cell platelets, red blood cell large close to 103. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. A change of kidney function. Next number, hypercalcemia. Next number, hypertension, stable. Next number, anemia, no external bleeding. Other chemistry is stable as indicated above. Next paragraph, comments. Concerned about the change of kidney function, which might be related to elevated calcium. Clinically not symptomatic, no evidence of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or volume overload. She takes no calcium replacement, only a low dose of vitamin D for prior osteopenia, osteoporosis. We are going to recheck chemistries and do a minor workup for elevated calcium. We will check a PTH, vitamin D125. Because of the anemia, we will check for monoclonal protein and also PTH-related peptide. Based on those results, we will make final further decisions. Also discuss at length with Sandra. End of dictation.